This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For most of his adult life, Bernie Krause has traveled the globe, seeking out and recording the natural sounds of wildlife, habitat, environment. He calls these recordings soundscapes, a term he coined about 25 years ago, and he explains they're comprised of three interwoven elements.
One was the biophony, which is all of the non-human biological sound that occurs in a given habitat. The second is the geophony, which is the non-biological sound, like wind and water. And the third is anthropophony, which is human noise, our mechanical devices and rustling of clothes, coughing, and so on.
But Krause, a Glen Ellen resident when he's home, says that in many places it is increasingly difficult to make these soundscape recordings without the intrusion of human-generated noises. Even in a remote valley in Wyoming's Teton Mountains last summer, it required an assist from the weather to haul traffic at the nearest airport.
The only time we could actually record there was when there was a whole spate of thunderstorms that were moving through the valley from south to north, so the planes weren't allowed to land or take off because of wind shear issues. It's pretty amazing what you can hear when you can find these little acoustic biological islands that are still viable.
In these aural environments, Krause records with precisely calibrated equipment, able to measure sounds to a tenth of a decibel. The results, he says, can be used in numerous ways.
You can use that baseline data as an indicator of change over time. What's happening to the habitat, whether the habitat is thriving or not, the numbers of birds, the numbers of species, numbers of insects, and the data can be used in any number of ways. It can be used for art, like installations in museums and aquaria and zoos, for MP3 downloads and things like that on websites.
Krause, whose professional recording enterprise is called Wild Sanctuary, also returns periodically to the same locations and records anew to gauge how those soundscapes have changed over time.
Because we have baseline material, we can compare against what we had a few years ago from the same locations. And what we're seeing is a real change in the density, the total numbers of birds of any species that are present in that habitat have fallen off considerably. The numbers of species have fallen off quite a bit, and the richness, just the whole sound of the soundscape itself has changed.
The reasons for the changes are obscure and complex, but Bernie suspects that climate change is a major factor.
I don't know what to ascribe this to. I suspect that it has to do somewhat with climate change in the sense that spring is coming a lot earlier and the winters aren't as harsh as they were in that valley, so that the ways in which vegetation occurs in the springtime has changed somewhat, so food issues are problematical, particularly for bird species.
And it's not just in distant deserts, rainforests, or alpine valleys that the sonic diversity is diminishing. Krause has also been charting a similar decline in his own backyard, literally, here in the Valley of the Moon. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.